Okay, what's going on, everybody? I'm Kevin Sabo at KevRock Entertainment with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. We're back for another episode of The Red Pill. Let's get right down to what happened in Baltimore recently.
Wow. I'll tell you, well, there's just a lot of stuff happening in Baltimore recently. Apparently, there was a gentleman named Freddie who died in police custody of a broken spinal cord or severed spinal cord.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
numerous injuries that he had that just aren't. You know, they don't fit with a normal police bust. You know what I mean? This guy died from some really brutal injuries. He severed his spine. I mean, how does that happen in the course of a regular arrest? Well, it turns out that what the police do in Baltimore, and I'm reading today, actually, I find out that the Baltimore police have a major history of police brutality. They have over 109 cases of homicide. Since 2014, we're talking in a year, 109 cases of homicide and over $6 million in lawsuits right now that they have to settle for their brutality and for the people that the police department has literally killed. And I don't know if a lot of these people even know this. I'm sure the residents of Baltimore who are protesting know this. So apparently they have a practice in Baltimore. They call it a rough ride. And, you know, obviously, if you've seen the video, this guy didn't go into that van on his own power. He was not walking into this van. As far as I'm concerned, that guy was beaten before he even got into the van. They dragged him in. They dragged him into the van. He was not, I don't even think he was conscious. I mean, you see the video. He's not walking on his own power. They dragged him into the van. So what they do on this rough ride, quote unquote, is you're supposed to be strapped into a seat when you go into these vans. You know, these vans that are supposed to take you to jail.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't strap them in. They don't do this. Apparently, this is a regular practice they do when they want to fuck with people, basically. And I'm sure it's mostly black people. I don't know. But so they strap them in, and then they take them for a rough ride. They literally hit the brakes, go around curves real fast. I mean, you know what it's like to be in the back of a cargo van. Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Right? So if somebody's driving like a maniac, you're going to get bounced around. So apparently they did that. This guy's bouncing around all over the back of the van. They don't care. It comes out. He's dead. Broken neck, severed spinal cord. I don't know if he died at the hospital or if he was dead when they dragged him out. And so, of course, you know, this is the days of the internet. This stuff gets out. This stuff gets out. And the people found out about it and they're outraged. And I don't freaking blame them. Especially, you know, you look at it and they had a week of peaceful protests, which was good. But I guess the shit hit the fan this weekend at the Baltimore Orioles game to the point where they had to confine the people into the stadium and they wouldn't even let them leave. So it started out as a peaceful protest outside the Baltimore Orioles game and ended up to be, you know, there ended up being violence and people arrested going on. And, you know, this puts obviously the protesters in a bad light. You know, and to do it at a baseball game, I think is a bit extreme. Obviously, they needed to get their point across and they needed to be seen. And what a better place to do it. And I don't know how it escalated to violence. For all I know, the cops made it happen, you know, because they tend to do that. But yeah, so that's what happened down there. So they had a peaceful protest. It turned violent and it happened to turn violent at the Baltimore Orioles game. And of course, that. You know, you don't fuck around with baseball. You know?
No.
That's the American sport. So now they've got all these people outraged. Oh my God, how dare you attack, you know, a baseball game. These people paid money. They're innocent. They got nothing to do with this. But I mean, you got them involved. True. Very true. But I think the time has come where this stuff really has to be addressed.
Yeah. Well, it's a very public place to do it.
Right. But it just has to be addressed at this point. We had Baltimore, we had Ferguson, we had New York City. This is just happening too often. It happens in California. You know, you saw the guys shoot the homeless guy in the woods. It's just happening way too often. And I think the American people are sick of it. I really do.
You know, the American people are scared.
Yeah.
Because what can you do? I mean, they say that the greatest weapon that you can use against the police is the media.
Right.
You know, that you could, you know, take pictures, videotape it, get as much footage as you can. I've seen so much footage. I mean, we've all seen enough footage for some of these guys to be able to be put away for the rest of their freaking life.
You could use it in court as evidence, right?
But how often do these guys actually get what's coming to them?
They don't. They don't. Even the guy who shot Michael Brown got off. You know, and I don't know what happened to the guys in New York, but I'm sure they're going to get off.
Yeah, and the guys that do get arrested, or they, you know, not arrested, of course, you know what I mean. Of course, the guys that do get sent to jail, the cops that are, the crooked cops that go to jail. It's like,
they have to be really, really, really crooked.
I know, but sometimes it's just like a few months.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, good behavior, and I'm sure, you know, give me a fucking break. You know, you're killing people.
Yeah, you're killing people. These people are criminals. Make no bones about it. And like you said, oh, we're going to get body cams. Does this stop them? Some of these cops had body cams and they quote unquote malfunctioned, you know?
They're just fucking shutting them off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're just shutting them off. I mean, so body cams and all this and all that, it doesn't help. It didn't stop them. I mean, you saw the cops in California. I'm sure you saw that, where they brutally took the guy off the horse. And there were like 10 of them who beat the crap out of them. They were being shot by a helicopter. How do you not know you're being filmed by a helicopter? But you still did it.
I don't think they're afraid of the media. I don't think that they're afraid to be caught on camera doing what they're doing, because we have shown them that, yeah, you can absolutely get away with this. I've seen a cop on footage, a woman was filming a scene where, you know, somebody's being beaten up, you know, injustice, and a cop actually went and grabbed her camera and fucking smashed it. And that's on video. What's being done? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And they, now listen to this, they made a law in Indiana that makes it illegal to film cops without their permission.
That was my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear.
Yes.
That can't take over. That cannot happen everywhere.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it definitely should not. That worries me.
Okay, so let's be real, though. They have a point. If I wanted to shoot you and put it on YouTube, right, wouldn't I need a release form?
Yeah. Profession,
you know, I mean, they didn't specifically target towards cops. They basically said shooting someone without their permission is against the law.
Yeah, that is the simple fact of the
matter.
That's
a simple fact of the matter there. So they're not wrong. Unfortunately, they found the loophole.
Yeah. and a pretty obvious one at that. But
right. Yeah, they found the loophole that can get them out of shooting filming cops. But yeah, so that's, you know, that's another thing that happened in Indiana. But my opinion and my point on this is, I think that they are doing this with impunity, and I think it's done on purpose. I really think they want martial law, and I think they want a police state in this country. I really do. Have you heard, and this is something you probably haven't heard of, this exercise that they're going to do over the summer? It's called Jade Helm.
I believe I have, actually.
Okay, it's like 4 states, I think, are participating in this exercise. And basically, they're going to paramilitarize the communities and go through some fake drills of if America was being attacked on its own soil. So they're going to practice bringing people to FEMA camps. They're going to practice street warfare, guerrilla warfare. Practice fake, of course. And they're looking for citizens to participate in these exercises. Now, never in the history, I mean, they've done some small ones, but never in the history of something of this size and this magnitude ever been attempted as far as a drill, a practice drill. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, and you know, to me, it sounds really, really fishy. I mean, they're really going to literally take over communities as if it was they're practicing police state.
You know where this is supposed to happen?
California, New Mexico.
Kind of like the hottest spots.
Yeah, out in that. Yeah, right, by the border, right? You know, those areas. I think Texas is involved. It's those states, though. Yeah, those southwest states. Maybe Arizona, those 4 out there. Yeah, I'm not sure, but yes. And they are going to, it's basically practice martial law drill and guerrilla warfare. And of course, it's got the people scared shitless, because literally, they're going to be walking around in your neighbor. Let's say we're downtown hanging out, having a coffee, right? And cops, I mean, not cops, DHS and military guys are going to be walking around in uniforms with guns, pretending that the town is under siege. And, you know, and maybe not everybody's going to hear about this, and not everybody's going to know about it. And there's going to be some problems. I can guarantee you that. So the conspiracy theorists are going crazy on this.
Yeah.
You know, they're going crazy. They're thinking that Basically, what the U.S. government is doing is running a practice drill on for when they're going to run martial law.
Is there any other explanation?
Is there? We're right.
I hope there is.
Well, their explanation is in case the country ever got invaded by outside forces.
Yeah, the country could be invaded at any time, though.
Right.
Isn't that a little bit
random?
We should
have been prepared like this for a long time ago.
Yeah.
The country could have been invaded in the 50s. The country could have been invaded any time. Why shouldn't we have done this, you know, a long, long time ago? So, yeah, look it up. It's called Jade Helm. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really fucked up operation. And you know, they're also saying that they've closed like 5 Walmarts. I don't know if you heard about this. In the same areas, they've closed 5 Walmarts over the past month or so, claiming plumbing problems, and they're really thinking that they're re-outfitting them as FEMA camps and military outposts for different areas.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, check it out. There's they're thinking that they're gutting them and turning them into FEMA camps, and that Walmart is in cahoots with the federal government to do this. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's because those were happened to be the 5 places that protested against them for the $15 minimum wage. Yeah. So, you know, that they just coincidentally happened to be the same 5 stores. I kind of think they're just punishing their employees for standing up for their rights.
Right. I do pay close attention to the extreme conspiracy, to where you have that little bit of truth and then they push it over the edge.
Right.
I always try and make sure I know exactly what is happening, because there were a few times that they've shown me video of FEMA camps on the internet, and I've said, all right, I had to really look into it, because of course it scared me a little bit. And I look into it, and I will say that a lot of the places where they take a camera and they say, look, this is where they're going to keep you, this is where they're going to have
Bullshit.
You yeah, you look at it, and it's in an abandoned factory that's been in that same spot in that same state for 50 plus years.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I always try and make sure I know exactly where the truth lies.
I mean, yeah, some people get a little crazy and a little overboard, but you never know. You never know. The Jade Helm thing is what made them. I mean, they're conjoining the two together, like this is in conjunction with Jade Helm. But I got to tell you, that's a scary thing. I mean, I'm not going to say that I think that's normal. If they were to come do that in my town or to come do that in this area, I would certainly be alarmed about it. I would certainly be pissed off and upset. I would be wondering what the hell is going on. And they do this constantly, but they do them small little ones. I mean, they've been doing them in schools lately, dude, these drills. I know they had one in Oregon where the teacher literally had an anxiety attack, almost had a heart attack when they did it, because they didn't tell them.
So you know what it consisted of?
Well, they come in with a drill, like, everybody get down on the floor, we're under attack. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now, here's their justification. Now, in order to make it real, they can't tell people.
Yeah.
They have to get the effect out of it, so they have to do it by surprise.
Well, they did that back in the day when we were at war, you know, like during the serious wars, like World War II.
Right. Right, bomb drills and all that kind of stuff.
Even people have told me, you know, older people have told me that certain schools did that during the Cold War.
They had drills, okay? They had drills like bomb drills. They were nothing more like fire drills. You know, you would get under the desk and pretend like if a bomb was going to hit or something like that. But there were no SWAT teams coming in pretending that they were trying to attack you.
Yeah.
This is role-playing that they're freaking doing. You know, these were drills we would do in the classroom, you know, or to go outside. You'd have to walk out, you know, the bullshit. These are armed people, fake armed, but they're armed people coming in and scaring the crap out of children.
That's a little too much.
I mean, this is just, you know, I don't know what the point is, to desensitize us to violence or to get us ready for this. But, you know, I get a bad feeling from all of it, you know, and you know, a lot of things that are going on in this world right now are making me think that 2015 is, and I'm thinking the fall of 2015 is going to be, something big is going to happen.
I know. I'm wondering if I'm going to make it through the year. I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can.
Well, I'm sure we'll make it through the year, but I just think
without some insane shit going down, of course, is what I mean.
Yeah, a turning point is going to happen this year. I mean, if you look at what's going on with the weather, the natural disasters, and, you know, now they're threatening, you know, the fake ISIS is going to attack in the U.S. I don't know if you heard about that,
no,
the latest one. ISIS has threatened a U.S. attack, and they got all this security up.
Can we be done with them by now? I mean, weren't these the same guys we were afraid of for like a year now?
We made them. They're our army, ISIS army. I mean, they're really in there to destroy the Middle East And that's what we want. I mean, if anybody is smart enough to read the Project for a New American Century or know any of America's laid out plans of how they want to basically rule the world, destabilizing and destroying the Middle East is number one on their agenda. And they've been doing it little by little by little already. They already got Iraq. They already got Libya. They already got Syria. I mean, they're just dropping these countries left and right, Afghanistan. So in order to take over and complete this New World Order plan, this has to be done. This is part of the plan. So we created ISIS out of these rebels that we were fighting, and I'm sure we mixed in some agents, CIA agents. We created this ISIS to do that. Don't let anybody kid you. This is created by America, funded by the freaking, I don't know, but Saudis, I would believe, and Israel.
Yeah.
I really do. So, yeah, now they're threatening that. We had a huge earthquake in Nepal. I don't know if you saw this, but thousands of people are dead. Thousands of people are dead, and they keep, and the aftershocks keep coming. Giant volcano in Chile that is filling the air with stuff. We have had like 7 or 8 earthquakes over the last week. What a lot of people don't realize is that the poles are shifting. The North Pole and South Pole are going to do a flip. And that's why you're seeing this crazy stuff. Yeah, they could, you know, you can't blame an earthquake on climate change.
No.
You can't blame a volcano on climate change. Okay. Mm-mm. It's got nothing to do with climate change. That's got to do with the earth shifting. Those are all about, you know, things that go on inside the earth, not outside the earth, not what goes on in the atmosphere. So as much as they like to blow their horn about freaking climate change, this has nothing to do with it. And it killed a lot more people in one day than any climate change has killed over years. Do you know what I mean? One day, instant, boom, 2,000 people are dead and more coming. They haven't even gotten into the rubble over there. And this is what you guys, this is what we can expect. I want to tell you, you're going to see things like this happening on a weekly, monthly basis. More and more natural disasters, more and more extreme, crazy weather. I mean, that, you know, look at the middle of our country is flooding. I mean, we have all kinds of crazy stuff going on. If you could look at the overall picture of the whole, you got deadly drought on one side. You got extreme cold on the other, and in the middle of the country, you got all this flooding and instability like you've never seen it, unstable weather. So, you know, for people to deny that there's something going on is really stupid, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It is. So, but again, people are going out there talking about it. I mean, we had a big protest this weekend. I don't know how many people showed up. I know the one in Connecticut got canceled for geoengineering and chemtrails. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the word is getting out there because it's obvious in people in front of people's faces.
Right. Can we talk about processing? Because I want to know exactly what your view on this is. A lot of people think, hey, the hell with it. A lot of people have this attitude that the government's going to do what they're going to do, standing in the streets, holding signs, you know, expressing your beliefs isn't going to do anything. Some people say you have to get out there and protest, stand up for what you believe in. I know that before we came into the studio, we were talking about, I was telling you about the anonymous protests. That doesn't seem like it impresses you too much.
No.
Seems to impress the rest of the internet. They seem just so happy.
That's all it impresses is the internet. Well, let me tell you about protesting in general. When I first got into activism, and I never was a big protester, but I did. I started getting into protesting when I first started getting into activism. And I did a bunch of anti-war protests. I did a 9/11 day that we did. I did a bunch of them. Protests against some guy who got shot. And I do find that they're good to get public awareness out there. Mm-hmm. And if they're able to be covered by the media, that's even better.
Yeah,
of course. But just the fact that you're in the streets and the people can see you, gets awareness out there of your issue, whatever it may be. Does it do any good? Yeah, in that way it does, because it gets awareness. Do protests really ever cause change? In an indirect way, because if they create the awareness and they get enough people, but what to change, you know, to change the laws and change what's going on. But that's the bottom line. The protest is, like, as far as I'm concerned, that's the low level of activism. That's the ground floor. Those are your fighters. Those are your infantry.
Yeah, you know, the people want to be heard.
The people who are out on the streets protesting and fighting. That is the base level of activism. I mean, it's a very, very crucial and important part of it. So I'm not anti-protest. First of all, you got to have a cause that's worth protesting. Second of all, your protest has to be organized and nonviolent. Because once you bring violence in, it just destroys the credibility mm-hmm. of your issue, whatever your issue may be. Once you and second of all, there can't be politics involved. And I found that I went when I would do some of these things, and of course they were in LA, so you're always going to get a bunch of fucking egomaniacs around. But I found that there were always people running around trying to have their own agendas. You know, and whenever there's a speaker
within the crowd,
within the crowd, like this group wants to make sure they get heard on the podium and this group wants to march in front, you know. So if anybody thinks that activism is all peace, love, lovey-dovey, and we all love each other, it's bullshit. There is just as much politics and just as much infighting in activism as there is in anything else. People, there's egos, all that stuff, and which is why I stopped doing it. Basically, and went on my own and just do Truth is Scary, and I'm a reporter now. I'm not a protester. I'm a reporter. I'm still an activist, but I don't get out on the street and protest anymore, and I'm not saying it doesn't do any good. It's just not for me. You know, I will go report on a protest, but I'm not going, you know, I'm not the type of person who's going to just constantly go chasing protests. I know these activists who will go protest any issue in the frickin' world. I have my issues that are dear to me that I will protest. And you brought up the anonymous thing before. What are they actually protesting on this day? What is the November 5th? What is the theme of this protest?
That is the issue. It is, and the only issue I can find as of right now from the footage I've seen, I watched hours of the footage the other day. It's very random. It's like you said, it's very random. You know, I saw footage of a guy who was really getting the crowd riled up, but basically just listed off everything that is wrong with the government. He's like, all right, you know, how about chemtrails? Everyone's like, oh, and everybody starts freaking out. And he's like, how about what they're putting in our food? And he just starts listing everything off. And then he let other people grab the microphone, and everybody starts listing off their own issues with the government. The only thing that I was really happy about, which I would think that some part of you would appreciate, is just the fact that all these people in this crowd seem to have the same concerns and same gripes with the government as we have, and they were out there protesting. That's just that simple matter I do appreciate. Is it done in the best possible way, and is it effective? It usually isn't effective.
Right, because it gets to the point where, especially if it's an annual thing, well, the media just ignores it. And if the media doesn't cover it, it's one level of the purpose that you don't get. Yeah, I mean, really the purpose is to create awareness.
Yeah, but they're standing for the same things that we're standing for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But what I'm saying with Anonymous, and here's my beef with them, and I don't want them to come after and hack me or anything else. But
please don't.
My beef with Anonymous is they started out real strong. Then they had that big thing happen where everybody got busted. But in their history, what have they really done? Who have they really attacked? What have they really done to make a name for themselves that's really helped the cause? Like, in other words, if I'm hackers and I have the power they have, I would hack Monsanto and steal their fucking money. Or I would screw their, you know, I would go after these companies that they're complaining about and whining about. I would go after the government. I mean, you watch The Matrix, right? Morpheus, right? Hack mm-hmm. the U.S. Trinity. Hack the U.S. Treasury. Yeah. Let's see you do some stuff like this. Then I'll be impressed. Use your power. Instead of just protesting and doing these stupid DDoS attacks on little other this, that, and the other thing, police departments, that. Why don't you show me? Show me your fucking power. Attack Monsanto. Attack the Rockefeller Foundation. Attack Citibank. Attack Bank of America. Attack the U.S. Treasury. Attack the Federal Reserve with a cyber attack. Then I'll be impressed with you, Anonymous, because you all have the power to do it, and you're not using it. And that's my issue with them. There are a lot of talk, but I don't see a lot of action coming out of Anonymous. Not action that matters. Okay, a protest is fine, and I applaud them for their November 5th, the protest. But really, they could be doing a lot more. They have a lot more power in their hands, and they're not. And that's what makes me wonder if they're actually a co-opted group. And that's all I'm going to say on Anonymous.
No, I agree with that. I do. But what do you think exactly is the reason that they aren't going after
everybody? I think they're a co-opted group. I think they started out good, then they got arrested. You had that one guy who snitched on everybody. And I just think that that was the end of them. I think now they're just a name. You know what I mean? A shell organization. I just don't think they have any power anymore. But I would love, I'm challenging. I am challenging right now any hacker to go have the balls to do something big.
Be much appreciated.
Be much appreciated by us. So, you know, I don't know. We got a lot going on. There's a lot to talk about. There always is, but not enough to do it in a half hour. I think we got to keep our eyes open for this Jade Helm thing. Yeah. I think we got to watch out for, you know, we got to really be careful with the police and how we interact with them because they're on the warpath right now. They are on the warpath.
Don't try to be a tough guy.
Don't try to be a tough guy. And even if you know, the unfortunate thing is, though, and, you know, we could say there is a lot of racism, obviously. But even for guys like us, we can't be safe.
No.
We don't know that we can
I've heard jackasses like that say, oh, you're white, you got nothing to worry about. Give me a fucking break.
Bull, I've seen tons of videos where the police are harassing white people,
absolutely.
Too. Oh, tons of them. They hate everybody. They hate everybody. They might hate black people more, but they hate everybody. Cops hate everybody. I'm going to tell you, they see us as the enemy.
And none of us are safe.
Yeah, whether you're black, white, Chinese, I don't care. They see us as the enemy, and they're trained to see us as their enemy. So really, it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't matter. Yes, they do target blacks. I'm not going to lie. There is racial profiling that goes on in police departments. I guarantee it. Okay? But they hate everybody. They really do. They hate everybody. They have really changed into a real militarized style training since 9/11. So,
And real quick, before we wrap this up and before we get completely off the, not that I'm resurrecting the topic of hackers, but I just want to ask you real quick. I mean, the one thing that I thought about this whole ordeal with Anonymous is it made me think of, in a technological world where everything is run by technology, could the government's biggest threat be hackers, be people?
Yes.
Exactly. So
that was the point of the Matrix, dude.
Yeah. So maybe that is, maybe
why
not
do you
with
think
Anonymous.
They want to keep them under control, right? I'd love to see a hacker with some balls. Find me one.
Yeah.
I'll put them on some assignments.
But in for this would be, in this world, that is going to be part of the revolution. It does have to happen.
It has to be. I thought it would be when they showed up. I thought they were the fucking saviors.
You were impressed at first?
I was impressed at first, but they just turned out to be nothing. I'm sorry, Anonymous. Show me something. You know, show me. Hack the DOJ. Then I'll be impressed.
I agree with that.
All right. That's it for this week. We'll see you on truthiscary.com, The Red Pill Live, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in. I'm Kevin Sabo of Kevrock Entertainment. Joseph Peterson of truthiscary.com, and we'll catch you guys next time.
All right.